Chapter 2. The Reset Button. If your practice is in plateau, or you just aren't happy with the direction you are going, there's one simple but powerful way to change everything. We call it hitting the reset button. If you feel stuck, this is the essential mindset shift you need to make to change your practice and your life. There may be some dentists reading this who don't feel that their situation is so dire, but they still believe their practice needs to grow at a faster pace. There are three ways to respond to this. Number one, cross your fingers and hope that things will change. Two, sell your practice and become an associate. Three, hit the reset button. Option one rarely works because hope is not a recognized business strategy. Option two can be highly stressful. We've coached many dentists who were so disillusioned with where they were in life and their practice that they seriously considered selling and returning to the perceived significantly less stressful world of being an associate. But before they pulled the plug on their dream of running their own practice, we offered them the third option. Option three, hit the reset button. Hitting the reset button allows you to let go of all the scarcity and low energy that can paralyze your decision-making process. We've found that hitting the reset button is arguably the most important decision a doctor can make regarding the present and future of their practice. Because it's about change, and true change is only possible with great systems to guide you through these changes. But the change must start inside the dentist's mind and heart first. There is usually a yearning for change, yet the unwillingness to put the change into action is what stops most dentists from making the changes, because of fear. Fear is the biggest obstacle to hitting the reset button, the fear of resistance from team members once they hear your new vision, the fear of the uncomfortable decision of perhaps letting a team member go who does not share your life and practice vision. Also, guilt plays a role. The guilt or shame in admitting that your first attempt at running a business didn't go as well as you planned. The guilt or shame of being a failure. But there's no such thing as being a failure. Thomas Edison famously tried over 10,000 ways to create a light bulb. To him, those weren't failures. He just realized that he had to try something different. It takes courage to admit that things need to change. Did you know that virtually all the top entrepreneurs, like Jeff Bezos, Martha Stewart, Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, Phil Knight, and Elon Musk experienced failures on their journey to success? At Blatchford Solutions, we give you permission to hit the reset button so you can finally create the practice you always wanted. Take time and write down where you're at now with your practice. Then write down where you'd like to be in 12 to 18 months. Then meditate on this for a day or week or however long you need and ask, do I need to hit the reset button? An answer will come. Trust your gut. Trust your instincts. Then take action. For many of our clients, hitting the reset button was one of the best decisions they ever made. And because of it, Blatchford has helped them transform their underperforming practices into wildly successful ones. The quality of their personal lives then skyrocketed. When you hit the reset button, your practice and life will quickly change. If you are still stuck, incorporate the slogan Nike used to motivate millions and just do it. What areas of your practice and life would instantly improve if you hit the reset button? It's essential to trust the process of hitting the reset button. You will be significantly happier for doing it. Reset button in action. When Dr. Richard Dunn called us 10 years ago, he was mentally done with dentistry. His team had ballooned to 17, including one associate. He took just 2 weeks off every year, and he was burned out. If you saw the cars coming in and out of his parking lot in Elmira, New York, you would think he was wildly profitable. His profit and loss statement told a different story. He was struggling. We had an honest conversation at his summit, the first meeting after a client hires us, and he took our advice and hit the reset button. Coming out of his summit, Dr. Dunn decided to reduce his team to only the ones who were 100% committed to his vision. He also let his associate go when we showed him that his associate was actually costing him money. Within 60 days, he became very profitable and a lot happier. We told him that dozens of our coaching clients were getting 25% of their net profit by offering treatment for obstructive sleep apnea, OSA. He mentioned that he was always interested in OSA, but never seemed to have the time and energy to do it. With a new vision in place, he started OSA clinical training almost immediately. A few years later, he embarked on an intense journey of education, clinical training, and practice to become a diplomat in the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Today, 10 years later, Dr. Dunn is one of the top OSA dentists in North America. He takes 8 weeks off every year, and he has the passion and energy to keep going strong for several more years. He runs a thriving dental sleep practice in addition to running his general practice, and he's on pace to have his best year ever.